Patriot organisation Bessera Volnost was founded in the Brussels pub of a Mr. Antonín Trojan in 1904. Its membership has grown some from the original 29 Czechs who signed up to pay their half a franc yearly fee back then, but the club's mission remains more or less the same. Over the past century, Bessera has provided Czechs living in Belgium with a means of keeping their culture alive and has raised funds for a number of good causes, such as the Prague floods in 2002. On a recent trip to Brussels, I met two of the expatriates most active in Bessera Volnost. One of the club's longest-serving committee members is Alena Gilbert. She moved to Belgium nearly a quarter of a century ago to live with her Belgian husband.
It is a little bit long story. We were working together. We were both businessmen and women. I was selling steel, Czech steel, and he was buying our steel. And one day it happened that he has asked me to marry him, and I said yes. But it was still in the time of communism, so it was not so easy. It lasted 1 year before I was permitted to come here, because I did not leave Czechoslovakia. I was officially asking. We were married there in Prague. And then he returned here, but I could not because I still did not have papers. But after, in 1 year, I followed him, and since then, it means from 1984, I am living here in Belgium.
Anita Březinová is the president of Bessera. She too settled in Belgium because of a significant other.
V 90. já jsem pracovala pro firmu.
In 1990, I was working for a firm which sent me here to set up a subsidiary of this company, which they then wanted to move to the Czech Republic. So I came here with my daughter, who was very little at the time, and it was here I met my future husband. We said at the time, let's spend 3 months living together and see. And what was originally supposed to be 3 months has turned into 20 years.
Alena Gilbert didn't become involved in Bessera straight away upon arrival in Brussels, but in the late 1980s, just before the fall of communism in Central and Eastern Europe.
Because it was not permitted to enter Czechoslovakia, because many people left unofficially Czechoslovakia. So the door to Czechoslovakia was closed very firmly. So at these meetings, they were these people who could not travel to Czechoslovakia. They were coming there and they were listening. First of all, they were coming also the members of the embassy. And they were telling us all very important things, what is happening in Czechia. But it was official. But otherwise, for instance, I could travel anytime I wanted to Czechoslovakia, so always when I came, so I was telling all the gossips and everything, and it was very nice because these people were very friendly, they were interested to work in such club.
Tak jako slunečnice každým dnem otáčí se za sluncem, tak já stále hlavu svou obracím jen za tebou.
It was memories, memories, memories. All people wanted to know about Czechoslovakia, which was very dear to them, but unfortunately because of political system, they just could not go there.
At Bessera in the 1980s, people like Alena, who'd gone through all the government channels to get a visa to live abroad, and even government officials from the Czechoslovak embassy in Brussels, mixed with those who'd fled the country and had their citizenship revoked in 1968. With all of its members having very different personal backgrounds, were there not conflicts in Bessera?
It was strictly prohibited to talk about politics, and it helped a lot. Because we are, all of us, we have different political meanings, and if we would start protecting our party or what, then it would be bad, it would be fight. So it is prohibited. Till today we are unpolitical club.
Kéž, ladičko, kéž bys promluvila, vždyť ty vlastně dávno patříš k nám. Ruka máš tě kdysi poranila.
Discussing the situation in Czechoslovakia was one of the activities favored by Beseda members, but it was by no means the only thing that those assembled did.
During these meetings, it was not only talking. They were also, we were listening to the music because there was the gramophone, because it was in the old age, of course, it was not yet the CD or these things, these inventions like today. So we were singing also together. Really, it was very nice. Today, people would not maybe understand it, but then it was necessary and all people were very pleased with it.
Elena Gilbert remembers fondly another highlight of Beseda's yearly cultural calendar.
We had two dancing balls. It was called balls, but it was not in long dresses, but it was everybody came nicely dressed. And there was usually Czech music who came from Czechy. So it was very nice, and these people were inviting also Belgian people. So it was mixing of nationalities.
But now, after the fall of the Iron Curtain, and when Brussels Czechs can travel freely back to their land of origin, does an expat organization such as Beseda still have a purpose? Yes, says President Anita Březinová.
I think that right now our organization, and indeed all Czech expat organizations, have a real importance because, of course, people can travel home easily and they do have the internet and so on, but they do want to maintain their identity. They want to sing Czech songs, speak to fellow Czechs. They want to meet their friends to exchange experiences. They can swap tips on finding jobs here. They can discuss how this or that aspect of life in Belgium works. And so that is the role of our organization.
Myslím si, že v tomhle tom má Kranský spolek velkou úlohu.
In fact, according to Anita Březinová, Beseda Volnost finds itself in the unusual position of having an ever larger group of people who are interested in the organization's activities.
Spolek samozřejmě se rozšířil, protože je tady větší česká základna.
The organization has grown, of course, because there are more and more Czechs here. They're working for European institutions, they're working in Antwerp, they're studying in Ghent. You just meet Czechs everywhere here now. You can't go out in Antwerp without hearing Czech spoken. But actually, the number of people who are members of our club has fallen slightly. Because the younger generations come to all our events, but don't necessarily want to join up and pay a membership fee. So actually, it's a bit of a problem that a great number of people come to our events, but our membership figures remain more or less the same.
Elena Gilbert said that in the past, Beseda organized events such as balls and musical evenings. But what about nowadays? What sort of events does Anita Březinová put on?
Teď, protože je doba předsednictví a první půl rok jsou v Bruselu.
Well, right now, because it is the Czech presidency of the European Union and there are so many cultural activities on in Brussels to mark the presidency, we have actually stopped a lot of our events because the Czechs here are just so busy they don't have the time and no one would come to these events. We're focusing right now on our webpage instead, but in September we'll get back to the usual program and things will revert to normal.
Jako podle starých plánů a vše půjde, jak má.
Beseda still organizes dances, theater performances and barbecues for Czechs and Czechophiles in Belgium. To find out more about the organization and upcoming events, go to its website, the address for which you can find on our website.